All right, welcome back, everybody. Here inside the PG Office System postgame show as the Cougars fall today by a 2-1 score. An entertaining one, for sure, but the Cougars on the wrong end of it here tonight. And I'm pleased to be joined up in the broadcast booth by assistant coach Carter Rigby. And coach, third game here in 3 days. Obviously never easy, probably tough on the guys' bodies, but made it close, came right down to the final buzzer tonight, and just unfortunately on the wrong end of it here this evening.
Yeah, I thought we stuck with a game plan for the night and kind of slowly, got into the game. Like you said, that's, a 3-3 in 2.5 days, you want to call it, whatever it is. But, found definitely some mental mistakes throughout that game. Guys slipping in behind our D, many, many times. I don't know how many breakaways Rav had to face tonight. And, we've been kind of relying on our power play to keep us in games and win games right now. And, wasn't clicking tonight. Had lots of looks, which was great, but, give them credit. They had a good job of kind of taking away seam passes and collapsing and clearing any rebounds that are in front. But, ultimately just too many turnovers to start the game, and then you're chasing the whole game. But, tough one for sure. You'd like with 6 minutes left to, tie it up there and crawl into OT and get a point. Every point's obviously valuable at this time of year, all year, really. So, unfortunate for sure.
Yeah, you mentioned looks. Maybe not a whole bunch of shots on the power play, but I thought you got looks and maybe got a little bit of momentum after power plays. I know you're 0 for your last 9, but even last night, like, it looked like you developed so much momentum after power plays despite not scoring, but it seemed like that was the case, that you had a lot of looks on the man of that.
Yeah, you obviously want to get chances, and we've been doing that lately for sure, but at the same time, we got to execute, and our big boys got to execute for a reason. And tonight and last night, they did on the power play, but, we're getting chances, but just got to work harder, a little bit more of a 5-on-5 mentality, get pucks to the net there, and, got to pay a price to score goals in the power play, especially in front of the net, and I don't think we had the net front presence, and just a mentally off game tonight, unfortunately.
Josh Ravensbergen today was, I thought, magnificent. His 100th career WHL game, and you mentioned a lot of odd man rushes and breakaways here today, and nearly stopped every single one here today. Obviously a lethal shot there from Schmidt, but boy, for a guy that's played 3 games here in 2.5 days, he didn't look tired at all.
Yeah, he gave us a chance for sure all night. That first one, it's a 2-on-1, and then it's a breakaway. So, for Rav, he did his job tonight for sure and kept us in there with a few massive saves early to, keep it at one after one. And especially for his 100th and playing at home here, that would have been a really nice one for him. So, feel for Rav there.
Nice now for a couple days off, right? You've played a lot of games, been a lot of, bus travel. You had to stay the night here tonight, which is probably nice. And probably nice to get a couple days as you reset for Portland on Wednesday.
Yeah, I got to recharge for sure. Tomorrow's another day, and, we'll go back and digest this one and go through it and look at, where we could get better for sure. But I think the biggest thing is just rest. It sucks playing the 2.5 days, the 3 games during 2.5 days, but at the same time, an early game tonight should give these guys a good chance to get a good night's sleep here and, get into back to Portland tomorrow and get set up here. But definitely, mentally and physically, just a reset and a rest here for your group. A lot of guys playing a lot of minutes, on this road trip, and we're only halfway through it.
Yeah, well said, Coach. Appreciate the time, as always.
Thanks, Cole.
Carter Rigby in our postgame show. Appreciate his time, as always. That takes us into the 3 stars for tonight's game. Third star going to Burke Hood, 19 saves in the win tonight. 19 saves on 20 Cougar shots. That was a season low, by the way, for Cougars in shots, but definitely had some looks for sure. Josh Ravensbergen made 20 saves, but I would say 20 tougher saves tonight. 20 saves on 22 shots. He was unbelievable today. And then Cameron Schmidt, the first star with the game winner. One of the last guys you want to leave all alone on a breakaway, and he made him pay, was Schmidt for his 11th of the year. That was at 14-20. So Hood, Ravensbergen, and Schmidt, the 3 stars for today's game. Out-of-town scoreboard around the WHL. Kamloops beating Wenatchee by a 6-2 score. Victoria 4-3 over Penticton on home ice in a shootout. Tri-City 4-3 in overtime over Medicine Hat. Calgary 3-1 in Brandon today. And then also earlier today, Edmonton scores 8 and beat the Swift Current Broncos by an 8-4 score. That's your out-of-town scoreboard around the Western Hockey League, and that's going to do it for us on the broadcast. A couple of thank yous before we sign off. Big thank you, as always, to GM and head coach Mark Lamb in our pregame show. You heard from Brent Sutter in the first intermission and Stacey Meyer of the Western Hockey League in the second intermission. And then Carter Rigby in our PG Office System post-game show. Big shout-out to Alice Hill back at Radio Control. Great job tonight, my friend. And the Cougars will look to get back on the horse on Wednesday when they head to Portland to take on the Portland Winterhawks for the final time this season, as the Cougars will look to get their second win on their